The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Graham, you don't look very happy
this
morning.
Coffee situation's got to be really... We got two coffee machines here. One of them, all the pods are out. There's no coffee there. Then I go use the other, the old machine, and I throw it in there. And it's, okay, coffee's brewing. Finally, here it comes. And then error messages pop up, and I need to perform a rinse procedure, a descaling, and something else. I don't have time for that. Just give me my coffee.
Yeah. But then how did Jess just walk in there and get one?
I don't know. And that's what's making me even more mad about this. Did you perform a rinse?
No.
Procedure?
He didn't ask me to. It just did it.
God dang it.
All right. First talk back of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, guys. This is Francis calling from Seattle, Washington. I just want to wish a huge happy birthday to my fiance, Carrie. I love you so much. But honestly, who gives a fart? Yeah, and I just also randomly want to say, like, I don't know, it just bugs me, like, the way Selena says groceries. Like, she says groceries. I thought it's groceries. Like, hey, babe, I'm going to get the groceries out of the car. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
I definitely do say groceries, but I don't...
Okay.
I thought that's what you're supposed to say.
I don't say groceries.
Let us handle the first thing first. Can you give a birthday shout-out, you guys?
Say happy birthday.
I hope you had a great birthday. Also, JV Show, number one in Seattle this morning. I just checked, so that's a big deal, but...
Who gives a fart?
Now, back to how you say groceries.
Groceries.
I say it the way you do, too. So if,
I think you're weird. I'm sorry. I forgot your name. But I think you're weird for saying groceries.
I said it that way, but I say groceries.
Yeah, me too.
I say more of a sure in there. Groceries. And I don't know.
That's how it's supposed to be said.
I don't know. I think it's groceries. I think he's right.
Maybe I haven't paid attention, but I feel like everyone says groceries.
Yeah. The grocery store or the grocery store.
Grocery store.
I think it's groceries because you know that one song where Janae Aiko.
Yeah, that's why I learned my English.
All I'm saying is I feel attacked too by that talkback because I know that I say it the same way.
Why am I the only one that ever gets attacked? Like you could do the exact same thing and no one will say a thing about you, Graham. But oh, Selena did this. Selena did that.
Groceries.
I get it. I'm an scapegoat.
An escape code cut. See, it's that, and that's why. That is why.
Scapegoat. Duh. Oh my God, you guys.
Groceries.
I got bips yesterday.
What?
Oh.
I got bips.
My God.
They got me.
You've been bipped?
I've been bipped.
Is this your first bipped?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. How long have you lived here in the Bay Area? I've been bipped like three times.
Nope. This is my first.
Where were you?
I've had my car like ran through my things, but that's because I accidentally left the doors unlocked. But never
that's not
like
a break-in, though.
Exactly. Never like actually window broken ever until yesterday.
Really?
Yes. I was in Oakland. I was there for literally 45 minutes.
That's all it takes.
Hopped out of my car. Come back, and I saw, like, something on the driver passenger seat. I'm like, what is this? I was like, oh, my God, it's glass.
Oh.
Then I hear, like, the wind coming through the car, and I'm like, what the heck? I turn back, and one of my back windows is broken.
And anything missing?
Well, I'm, like, looking around. I'm like, okay, my daughter's softball stuff is here. All the trash still in its place. I'm like, nothing.
All the broken, crumbled up Cheez-Its still
except
there.
Except for, like, the broken glass. Like, nothing seems weird about this until I get home, and I'm, like, telling my daughter, and she's like, my scooter was in there. I'm like, oh, well, it ain't now. They took her electric scooter. She was in tears, you guys.
Oh, that sucks.
Like, why couldn't you have just taken the trash?
But they don't
seriously
want that.
Seriously.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. That is you should have known not to leave a scooter in your car. You're in the biffin
capital. Yeah, that's
what
I told her. You should have
known
not to leave your scooter, which she normally doesn't, but I had picked her up late the other night, so she left it in instead of carrying it in at almost midnight. So.
And she hasn't had it for long, right?
No.
Oh, insurance cover?
No.
That sort of thing? Oh, no scooter insurance?
I don't think so. No, we didn't get insurance on the scooter. No.
Are you going to get her a new one?
Yeah, I have to because I feel so bad.
Oh, but it's not your fault.
I know.
It's her fault for leaving it in there. Shouldn't this be a teaching moment?
Yes, but I still feel really bad. Oh, she was so, if you would have seen the tears.
Oh, scooter tears.
And I fixed the window. It's so expensive.
That's the part that's the most annoying about the entire thing. It's almost like where you want to just leave your doors unlocked just so you don't get your window broken. I had my window, I think I got biffed 3 times living in San Francisco, and never once did
they take,
anything. And just they just rearranged all the stuff in my center console and just made the car messier than it was before.
Well, I don't
and then
understand.
I have to
it's
fix
like,
the stupid windshield or the window.
They probably watched because no other cars in the parking lot got hit. It was just mine. So it's like, did you see me get out of my car? And how did I strike you as someone who has valuable things? Like, if you could have seen what I was wearing, like, I should be the last person you try to, you know, break into my car for.
That's a good point. Maybe they did a walk-by real quick and then looked in and saw it. And
like, oh, I don't know.
Taking that.
Maybe. Graham, I know something really scary happened to you over the weekend as well. You almost died.
Yeah.
You said. So we're going to talk about that coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, move over, all you snakes. It is officially Year of the Horse. Happy Lunar New Year to those of you celebrating. Starts today.
All right. All right, on Sunday, the Stars beat the Stripes in the championship game of this year's NBA All-Star Game. This year was a round-robin tournament of 4 total games with 3 teams, 2 teams of American NBA All-Stars, and 1 team of NBA players from around the world. And while this year's new format is still a little bit more confusing than just East versus West, the All-Star Game got its highest rating since 2011, and the 8.8 million viewers were an 87% increase over last year.
Wow.
I still don't get it.
Okay. The whole thing's confusing.
Yep.
Yeah. Heavy downpours this morning. Showers will lighten up a little, but it will rain for most of the day. And we will see some more rain tomorrow and on Thursday. Highs will be in the upper 40s to mid 50s.
And then after that, it's like Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
And then rain back.
Next week is just nonstop. Hey, Virgo besties.
Hey.
Your day today's going to be a 7. A coworker is about to show their true colors. And honestly, you called it weeks ago. Trust your instincts. Someone higher up is watching your work and they're impressed. So keep doing what you're doing. Romance is in the air, but you need to make the first move because they're too nervous to do it.
Typical Virgos.
You go, Virgo besties.
Next on the JV Show, Graham, you almost died in some type of freak accident.
Dude, very scary.
Those details are next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to how you almost died over the weekend, Graham, I was telling you guys how I got bipped yesterday.
She was bipped!
And they took my daughter's scooter.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Pam from Martinez. I don't know how valuable the scooter was, but you may want to try your renter's insurance. They may cover it. All right. Happy Tuesday. Bye, guys.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
You didn't?
Oh, is that a thing?
Yes. I was going to say that a minute ago when I said, oh, is insurance going to cover it all? And you're like, no. And I figured that was one of the avenues you'd explored. But if you have renter's insurance, I would explore that avenue.
That's I will explore that avenue.
Yes.
Good to know. Thank you for that talk back.
Yep.
Graham, what happened?
All right. Scary fall alert, you guys. Scary fall alert. So over the weekend, you know, it was raining off and on. And naturally, like any guy should do when it's raining, you decide this is a good time for me to go climb up a ladder and clean my gutters because, you know, a lot of leaves in them and stuff. And there was like a little break in the rain. But of course, right when I was getting the ladder out of the garage, then it started raining again. And of course, yes, I was wearing shorts, Selena. You won't understand this unless you're a guy. But for whatever reason, we decide that that's the best time to get up there and clean clean the gutters. I don't know. It's when it's raining, and then for some reason I'm wearing shorts. Just right, whatever. Okay. Just accept that that's normal guy stuff. So I cleaned the majority of the gutters on one side of the house because they're next to some trees. And so I cleaned those out. And I came around to the other side of our garage, and I was like, man, there's this one section that I haven't cleaned in a while. Because I put Christmas lights up, I cleaned some of the gutters up. There was one section I knew was bad. I was like, I got to get that last section, and then I'm all done. And then and it was starting to rain harder. So I'm like, this is it. Last little section. And I went to go put the ladder up. Now, look, if you want to watch this, it's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show, because of course, about an hour after my fall, I realized, hey, I bet you this is on the doorbell camera. Sure enough, it was. So I'm putting the ladder up to the garage side of the house, and we haven't done any of our front landscaping. There's no walkway yet. There's no sidewalk or anything. I just have a bunch of old 2x10 boards down. That's our temporary walkway I built over a year ago. I'm still there.
Okay.
And I put the ladder up, and look, the ladder is too tall. It's a big extension ladder. I'm like, this is too tall for right here, but I'm just gonna, like, you want the ladder a little more up and down. This one is leaning a little too far. The angle was a little too flat, if that makes sense.
All right.
And so, and then the feet of the ladder are coming down on these, on this board walkway, which was slippery because it's now, it's wet. And I leaned it and I was like, this is going to, the ladder's going to slide out, you know.
But
then I set the ladder and then I started climbing up and I'm almost to the top. Now look, the top right there is probably, I don't know, maybe 12 feet up in the air. It's pretty high. And I was like, I better grab onto the, I better grab onto the gutter here because I just have this feeling that the ladder is going to slide out. And right as I was reaching to grab onto the house, that's right before my hand even got there, whoop, the ladder slid right out and I came tumbling and I dropped from like, I mean,
you did.
Now watch the
you're
video.
You're completely out of frame. Like when you climb up, you're out of frame. You can't see you. That's how high you are.
And if you watch the video, it's hard to tell, you know, like it was like 10. It was like 10 or 12 feet up. I almost stuck the landing, too, because as the ladder slipping, then I jumped off of it midair because I was like, you don't want to land on the ladder. That's how you twist your, you know, snap your leg or whatever. So I jumped off into the side midair, and thankfully I've got cat-like reflexes. You guys, my entire life flashed before my
really?
Eyes midair. It was kind of rather disappointing, by the way. It was a really short film. Not a lot of highlights. But, I mean...
Yeah, at least you because of your cat-like reflexes, you landed on your feet because of your jump and not like your back or anything like that. Oh my God, that would have messed you up.
You guys, if you read statistics on falls off of ladders, like falls over like 7 feet or something, it's like 75% of people die. I'm telling you.
Oh my God,
ladders,
what?
Ladder statistics are like incredibly shockingly bad. And this one, I was way higher than that. And I knew it was going to happen. There's going to be all these people that watch this video and like, well, what the hell did you think was going to happen? I knew it was going to happen too. And that's just us guys being like, I don't want to go back and get a different ladder. And I just want to knock this one little section out and be done for the day.
Right. I feel like what helps is your height. Because it seems like if it was either me or Selena with our height, we'd be done for jumping
like
that high.
Falling from the Empire
right.
State Building.
Right.
Your guys' little tiny legs. For me, it was a manageable
Was
drop.
Your hair not gelled in this video?
I don't. It doesn't look gelled.
Yeah, it looks weird.
Also, I think
I'm out
the,
in the rain.
Okay,
this
I'm
is
just
the
saying.
First time I've ever seen you with long socks. I thought you didn't wear any.
Our listener sent us some of the world's most comfortable socks. I'm wearing some of his world's most comfortable. Maybe that's what saved my life.
Oh my God, you're right.
I'm wearing some of the world's most
socks down there.
Comfortable socks that cushioned my fall. I mean, how I didn't break a leg or an ankle or something.
Oh my God.
This made me so mad. And Kate heard the big crash and then she comes outside. She's like, what are you doing? So I was like, well, I should have had you hold the ladder, but I didn't. Instead, I just fell off the roof like an idiot. Who's out cleaning their gutters in the rain in shorts?
Oh, yeah, that'd be Graham.
That's me.
If you want to see that video, it's on our Instagram story, JV
idiot.
Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, Graham, it's Selena. I feel bad that Graham almost died from a ladder and Selena got her car broken into. This is Mario, by the way, from Raleigh, North Carolina. And I just want to say that I love you guys and thank God you guys are okay. I pray for the Father, Son, Holy Spirit for you guys to be all right. So, much love.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
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 Thank
Preach,
you
brother.
So much.
A JV Show number one in North Carolina and Raleigh.
Yes!
I just checked, so that's a
all
big deal.
Of you.
Yeah, and yeah,
thank
I mean,
you.
The only thing I can think of if you want to watch me fall off a ladder out in the rain cleaning my gutters over the weekend like an idiot. I can only think that Sky Daddy intervened and cushioned my fall.
It's because you guys were still shedding, because remember you were doing some shedding before the start of the Lunar New Year, which starts today.
Right, we shed our snake skin and now we're...
Oh, so that's like
horse.
All that bad stuff's in the past.
Yes.
Man. Good stuff
Thank
going
God.
Forward.
Just
all
starting
right.
new.
All right, Tuesday mornings, we turn it over to Jess to talk TV. Jess.
Mm-hmm. I started watching season 10 of Love is Blind.
Let's talk about
this
it.
This is the Ohio season. Have you guys started it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I tried to get my wife to start watching it on Sunday night, and she said... I just don't care.
But
and I was
she
like,
liked the last season.
I know, that's what I... And then she made me watch Bridgerton instead,
no,
the new season
God.
Of Bridgerton. Spoiler alert, I don't care about that show.
Okay, Selena, I am very curious to know your thoughts on this season. I'm not sure if you got really far into the episodes that are out now, which I believe is 6 so far. But I think this season may be my least favorite season.
Because they're all from Ohio.
That doesn't
help. It doesn't help.
Probably, because I think just season after season, people get a little bit more and more insufferable. Like, people are just too conceited. I don't know if it's that. I don't know exactly what it is. But what do you guys think about this take? Don't join the show if you have strong physical preferences. Do you think it's okay for people to join this show if they're like, hey, I have a specific type that I always date? Or, like, I have a specific
I think it's still okay for them to join the show if they have their type, but they're open to trying something different. If they're not open to that, then why are you there? That's the whole point of the show.
Well, also, that's what makes the show awesome is when someone does have a strong physical type, and then you know they're matching with somebody that is not that, and then you just can't wait to see them for the first time. That part, I think, is just smart casting.
It can be both. They can be. They can think they're open to it, and then they get somebody who's completely opposite and be like, oh, I guess I'm not that open to it after all, and then they leave.
Yeah. There's one guy who I think is probably the most conceited on the show, and he always refers to his body as like his shell, or he's like, I've particularly been told I have a, you know, pretty great shell. And I'm like, ew,
turtle?
Why would you say that? But here is one conversation after the couples have gotten out of the pods. They're already in different in their couples, and they're already in Mexico. But this is not a conversation between a couple, but it's two people who feel the same way about their partner in terms of not being fully there physically.
I will admit, Ash is a different type of person than I would have gone after before.
So is Devante.
Right?
Yeah.
I like certain things in my woman, and I'm still trying to figure out and gauge whether the physical matches the emotional. I think it's important that you have a physical connection, and I'm still exploring that at the moment.
So I get that.
That'd be not great to hear.
Wait, this is six episodes in. They're already out of the pods and on. Is that ahead of schedule?
Did you? I feel like this season they were kind of rushing through it. I feel like the other seasons were a lot slower and like building up to the proposals.
Yes.
You spend more time with them in the pods and you see couples that don't make it. And this one felt very rushed.
It did, especially because they got out of the pods. And I feel like I'm still like, wait, I can't remember who's who. Still, because just because we didn't spend that much time with them as they were building these connections, we didn't get too many conversations. I think,
like, I'm not invested in any of them because it's so quick.
They must be abbreviating it in some way, because I feel like from the seasons that I've watched that they are in those pods for the better
forever.
Part of a year, and then when they're like, well, we were only talking for 4 days, and you're like, wait, what? It felt like I've been in those pods for a year. It goes
so slow.
Or maybe
they got feedback where people wanted to see more of Mexico, like what happens there instead of the pods, and now they're doing the opposite. But now I feel like we're rushing through the point of the show.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you feel like they had all these lovey-dovey conversations because we only saw a little bit of it, and now it goes from that to another extreme of being like, I don't know. Like, I don't know about this person. I don't know if I want to talk to them. I don't know if this and this. And then this was another part of the conversation.
I've always said, like, love is blind to an extent, but it's not fully blind all the time.
No.
This is where the real test of does the emotional trump the physical.
Right.
So I would find it really tough if I end, you know, I choose to get engaged with someone, I end the season, and then I go back and watch it, and this is what they were
debating
saying about
whether or not they could get past your looks. Yeah, that would hurt you to your core, because you think the reason that you're together with that person is because you guys, everything is perfect. You guys have this incredible chemistry and match, and you know, and love truly was blind. And then to hear them debating, like,
I feel like if I heard that, I could not stay with that person.
I don't think I could either.
Especially when you see that the two people talking about their partners, they're each other's type, and they're telling each other
of
this.
Course.
And they're like,
I see where this is going.
you know what I mean?
It would be impossible not to feel like less than, you know, the entire time you guys were together after that. You'd always feel like, well, they're really, you know,
they were faking it.
Taking a step down, you know, for me. They're making some concessions to be with me because I'm not really exactly their type. Yeah, that would sting.
One last thing about this season, which was very different than the rest.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, just really quick. One couple, after all of the couples are engaged, one gets sent to a different destination than the rest. So most couples, I think it's either 5 or 6, they get sent to Mexico, and then one couple gets sent to Malibu. And then Netflix spoke out about this and said it was a budget decision. They said that typically they send only a specific amount of couples, and that this time you know, they stuck with their budget and sent only those couples to Mexico, but that they still wanted to follow the love story of this other couple. So they were like, we're going to send them to Malibu.
What?
Whoa, people were
like, you don't have a budget?
One of the biggest streaming giant in the world?
That has just billions of dollars to their name, and this is one of their most streamed original content things on their platform, and you can't get one more all-inclusive thing at a resort in Rosarito? Like, are you kidding me? That trip cost $600. Like, what?
That is weird.
Yeah, that was their take on it. I did want to see the couple that they sent like to Malibu, but we don't see as much of them because they're not hanging out with the rest of the crew.
So weird.
Something went
off the rails for this season.
Weird. All right. Well, thank you, Jess. Yeah. We have to get to today's hottest trending, which is coming up next. Cardi B acknowledging that she and Stefan Diggs did split up. Those details on the way.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Cardi is acknowledging that she and Stefan Diggs are broken up. So he is apologizing, but is also acknowledging. Well, I guess it's a little different because she's not apologizing,
she's just acknowledging
then, I guess. Anyway, so you know Cardi's on tour now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you guys remember when she dropped her album? There was that song on there where she was dissing Bia.
Where
she said, you know, name five Bia songs, gun pointed to your head, and you know, because nobody can do that.
Right.
And so she performed that song on her tour, and Bia fired back, and she said, can you name someone with more baby mamas than receiving yards? I can, obviously talking about Stefan Diggs, right?
Right.
Although it's a great point. Cardi didn't appreciate that too much. She said this on her recent show. Listen, I know it's not the best quality. It's really hard to understand her. But she said, let me tell you something. Just because I ain't effing with my baby daddy doesn't mean you get to talk about my baby daddy. This for you, B word. And then she goes into that song. Anyways, she's acknowledging there that she's not messing with him.
This is her first public.
Oh, wow.
You know, nothing is done. Wow. Done.
They're done.
Done.
Dang, that was fast.
Wait, and their baby's only a couple months old, if that.
It's like a baby, yeah. Baby.
That is a baby, baby.
Like a baby.
Oh.
I know.
Whoopsies. Her and Offset are going to get back together.
No.
I still have that in the OG prediction journal.
By the way,
and it's going to happen.
Jess, I know you saw this video. Did you see her falling off the chair on stage, Graham?
I did not.
She is sitting in a chair. There's one part during her show where she's like twerking in a chair, right? I don't know why she decided to lean all the way back. She's like sitting in the chair. She leans all the way back, so her hands on the floor, and she thought that she could use the chair to pull herself back up, and the whole thing just like knocked over and she fell on her back. Poor thing.
My God.
It's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show, if you want to check it out. Do we have Ray J up there as well?
Yeah, check it out.
We talked about Ray J a few weeks back. Remember how he would go on live and he was telling all of his fans and followers that he was dying, that he wasn't going to make it to 2027, that doctors told him that his heart was only working at like 25%. And because of all the drugs and the drinking that he's done over the years.
Sorry, I just saw the Cardi B fall out of the chair. I think the chair hit her in the face, too.
Ouch.
That looked like it hurt.
So Ray J, he performed a show in Louisiana on Saturday, and he showed up with like a heart monitor thing taped to his chest and blood coming out of his eyes, which I'm pretty sure is fake because it just didn't look real to me, and I think a lot of people are confused. To me, it looks fake. You can see this on JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. But if this is fake, do you think he could be making up this entire thing about him not doing well health-wise? Because if this whole thing is made up, that just seems in really poor taste.
Oh, it would be, but I would believe it if he...
A lot of people are like, this is a guy who just says things and does things for attention. A lot of people aren't. They think he's lying.
There's just a lot
crazy.
A lot that followed him talking about his diagnosis that leads me to believe that there was a lot more going on, that he might have needed help, like maybe like some substance abuse or something that is leading him to say all of these things. And so, because he was already acting very
erratically.
Yeah, something's going on. It seems like something's going on with him.
Yeah.
But to show up now with fake blood coming out of your eyes, like, Like, now you made up this elaborate story about how your heart is failing and now you have to run with it. So now you have a heart monitor taped to your chest. The whole thing is just, it's icky. When there's people that are actually, like, dying.
Do you think it's a mental health situation?
Yeah.
Or substance situation?
It probably is. Both? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Something's going on there.
By the way, if you do want to see that, though, it's on our Instagram story, JB Morning Show. Grammy, what do you have?
All right. Norway now completely pounding the United States in the medal count at the Winter Olympics. Time's running out for Team USA to try to even things back up because the games end in less than a week. The closing ceremony is this coming Sunday. Well, currently Norway has 29 total medals, including 13 golds. The U.S. in third place with 19 total medals and only 6 golds. Host country Italy there in second place. Now, what doesn't help our medal count is San Francisco skier Eileen Gu out here winning medals for China. You guys, I don't know if you saw this. She won a silver in the free ski big air. I think it's freestyle big air. Anyways, the skiing big air, a competition yesterday, just narrowly losing out to Canada in that one. But Gu, born in San Francisco, but she competes for her mother's native country of China. Aww. She's collected 5 medals in the past between this Olympics and the previous games in Beijing. She won silver in slopestyle last week as well. And she has a chance to earn a 6th medal on Saturday in the half pipe. But again, I think a lot of people are like, wait, why aren't you? Could you go ahead and
win that for us?
Team USA? Turns out, China pays some of these athletes millions of dollars.
Get your bag.
How can I compete for China?
She has gotten her bag for sure. So she's made a lot of money competing for China, not helping the U.S.'s total medal count here.
But I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it, but, you know, stings a little bit.
Thank you. Graham, coming up next in the JV show, your chance to win a chug mug. Get your chug mug.
Get a chug mug.
Inside our What the Bleep game next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV show. Hope you guys had a nice President's Day off, because I sure did. So I was wondering, have you guys talked about, or are you guys going to talk about the fact that Selena was blipped? Like, I want to know the story, because I saw her Instagram story, and I've got questions. Well, not questions. I'm just wondering about the story. Anyways, have a good day. This is Amira from Utah. Love you guys.
Amira from Utah.
JV show number one in Utah, by the way.
Yes, thank you so much.
Appreciate that.
I did get bipped, not blipped.
Wait.
Yesterday.
I always thought it was called, you got blipped.
No, you didn't, Graham, but that's sweet Amira from Utah. That was very cute. We did already talk about it. We opened the show with talking about that because it just absolutely ruined my day yesterday. So you can go back and podcast the show if you want details. But yeah, if you want to see the broken glass and stuff, it is on my Instagram.
Broken glass everywhere.
Yeah,
the blipping.
Mm-hmm. Also, more winning on Instagram.
Yes. So this is really cool. It's actually not on Instagram.
Just kidding about that part.
Yeah, but it's right there on the free iHeartRadio app.
That's what I meant.
Even better.
Yeah. So if you want to go to England, yep, we're going to fly you out so you can check out Harry Styles there. 3-night hotel stay, 2 tickets to the show, and more. Then leave a talk back using the keyword iHeartHarry. You can enter daily. You can enter multiple times. But right there, using the little talkback mic on the free iHeartRadio app, that's how you can enter.
And you can leave this talkback anywhere, anytime.
Mm-hmm. Anytime, yep. Anywhere.
Because right now, leave your talkbacks for What the Bleep. This is for your chance to win a JV Show Chug Mug. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And as always, when you think you know what it is, you leave it on the talkback mic there on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. I think my wife's problem is she tenses up before. I keep telling her, you just have to relax and let me do all the work.
Ew, that is so creepy.
Don't you want to hear that?
Yeah, I guess.
Thank you, Jess.
It just sounds creepy.
Well, but rather than them say, you're the one that needs to do all the work, you do this, do that. Well, you could do that better. Move that over here, up there.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. All right. See. Yeah. You just lay there. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, people, this is a family show. You sickos. So that word, whatever it may be, it is something PG. It's something we can play on these airwaves. Leave us your name and your city along with that guest, like Selena said, on the talkback mic, so we can shout you out if you've gotten it right. But only the first correct answer of the morning wins the coveted JV show muggeth. Chuggeth Muggeth.
Chuggeth Muggeth.
Yeah. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show with you on a Tuesday. We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And you guys know how this game works. Mm-hmm. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I think my wife's problem is she tenses up before... I keep telling her, you just have to relax and let me do all the work.
Yeah.
That sounds so gross.
What? I was just saying, yeah, like, I agree.
All right, let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show.
Hi, JV Show. This is Bianca and Layla from Redwood City, and we think the bleeped out word is massage. Massaging. Does it count if it's not in the right tense? I love you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, so yeah, the word.
Wait, Flynn, I need to hear the very end of that again. Did I hear what I think I heard? Because it sounded like there might have been a, at the end of there.
Really?
I love you guys. Have a good day.
No.
I heard something.
Like a baby one. It was really, really tiny.
Yeah, it was muffled into the seat of the car. Yeah, but.
And to answer your question, the word does have to like make sense in mm-hmm. the sentence.
Yes.
You know. In the right tense.
A lot of people guessing. They're very popular guests this morning.
Oh, you know, hold on. I screwed it up. Whoa.
Give me unscrew it.
There we go.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Tariq from Brentwood. I think the bleeped out word this morning is cooking. All right, guys. Have a good day. Bye.
Cook or cooking?
That's another good guess. Mm. Right there. No, I don't have time for that.
Yeah, actually, you do have to get up, Kate. Relax. You do all the work. I'll relax.
Don't let me do all the work. It's not going to be good.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lori in Morgan Hill, and my guess is going to be driving. Have a great day. Bye.
That's a good guess.
Oh, good.
Great
one.
Guess, but Kate would rather drive than me.
She drives you around, so you're passenger princess?
Yep. She doesn't, I think she's one of these people that I think it's part that she thinks I drive a little too slow. And so I think that bugs her, but I think she's just like needs to be driving.
She likes the control.
Yeah,
of the car.
I think so. Because sometimes when I'm driving, she's like, Are you going to go around that person? Because it's driving me crazy being stuck behind this person. And I'm just like oblivious to it because like, I don't know.
Because you're just calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah, I'm just moving with the flow of traffic. I don't care that I'm behind whatever particular car this is. But she's like, yeah, could you? Because I think we need to go around them. Okay.
All right. If you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And as always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show Chuggy Muggy. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I think my wife's problem is she tenses up before. I keep telling her, you just have to relax and let me do all the work.
Ew. I get so grossed out hearing you say that.
I think it sounds nice.
Let's go to the talkbacks. Just remember, this is a family show, so that word is something clean.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jenny from Santa Cruz. I want to guess the bleeped out word is planning. She tenses up when she's planning. Okay, bye.
Ooh, good guess. That's stressful. Planning stuff.
Yeah, planning stuff is very stressful.
But do you
That's
ever...
why I don't do it.
Okay, never mind.
Good morning. Happy Monday, Tuesday. JV Show. I think this morning, bleeped out word is parking. Kelly from San Jose. Bye.
Parking?
That's not it. I will say, and this is coming from me, the world's greatest parallel parker of all time, that my wife is just, I got to give her props. She might be, I mean, she's number two in the world.
Really?
Parallel parking.
Wow. Okay.
She's a wizard at parallel parking.
But you don't need to help her in that department.
Nope. Second only to me, though.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Hey, JV Show. This is Julie from Bay Point. Is the missing word dancing? Have a great day.
I heart Harry.
Does that count as a talk back?
Yeah, I think that counts. That is the keyword that you have to use if you want to enter to win a trip to England.
Yeah, flyaway trip to Harry see Styles. Harry Styles. Yeah, you just have to leave us a talk back anytime or anytime today saying, I heart Harry. That's your keyword there. And dancing was the guess there for our What the Bleep game. The Herberts aren't big dancers.
Yeah, you don't look like a big dancer.
No offense taken.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Mylene from Danville. Is today's word hosting? All right, have a great day, you guys. Bye.
There Disgusting. It is. All right, so here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
I think my wife's problem is she tenses up before hosting. I keep telling her, you just have to relax and let me do all the work.
Okay.
You know, she's running around, people are coming over and doing that. It's like, just tell me what to do. Just give me the thing. I'll handle all that stuff. I'll run the trash out. I'll run the vacuum. Just, you know, sometimes us guys, we just need a little guidance.
Okay, quick question or statement. I'm not really sure what this is, but a lot of people would argue, a lot of ladies, guys, you know what needs to be done. Just do it. Why do we have to tell you?
Yeah, but sometimes there are things that are, I agree with that. Mostly, but sometimes there are things that like maybe higher up her priority list and I'm over there dusting the windowsill and she'd be like, why would you be doing that when you could be setting the table? You know, like, let's help me with the priorities.
Got it.
Once I start cleaning something, then I see another thing. I'm like, oh, well, that needs cleaning too. And then, oh, well, that mirror, look at that mirror, you know, and then I start wiping that. And then it's like, now I've gone off course, you know, just like,
yes,
just guide me back into the priorities and I'll get it done.
Got it.
I'm a great helper. All right. Shout outs to give?
Yes.
Shout out?
Just one?
To give? Just our buddy Mylene in Danville. Woo! What's up, Mylene? What's up? Starting this Monday, scratch that Tuesday on a bright note because you got yourself a JV Show chug mug. Is it ski week, Selena?
For Hayward, it is. Well, they call it President's Week.
Oh, President's Week.
President's Week.
A lot of people have this week off because I feel like.
Hello.
Is the talkback mic on? You know, just checking to see if it might check 1, 2 to see if it's working.
A little lighter today. I think a lot of people have today off.
Oh, should we have taken this whole week off?
Yeah, probably.
Dang, that sounds nice.
It's President's Week. Why wouldn't?
Because that day off yesterday, I'll be honest, I was like, this, a 3-day weekend, this is the best ever. And then I was looking ahead like, well, when's the next 3-day weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to hit a few pages of the calendar before we get to that.
That's not
great. Is it Memorial Day? Is Memorial Day?
The next day? Until May!
Memorial Day is at the end of May.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's like light years away.
I don't think there's anything. Am I reading the calendar wrong?
No, I think you're
right. No, that sounds about right.
Do we not get a day off for St. Patrick's Day?
No, we should, though.
Easter?
No.
Oh, dude. This is bad. There should be a 3-day weekend, one in every single month. I've been lobbying for that. I'm running for California governor this year on that
platform. You got my vote, Graham.
Thank you.
Shout out to Mylene. Thank you, everyone, for playing with the bleep this morning. We'll do it again tomorrow, same time, 7:05 here on The JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, before we get to our Yup Nope game.
Morning, JV Show. So I just watched a video of Graham falling from the ladder, and that's kind of triggering for me because my husband, when I was 6 months pregnant, fell off of the ladder and broke his arm, and that was so horrible. So, Graham, I hope you're okay, and be safe out there in this pouring, thundery, lightning weather.
Hashtag, whoa. I'm okay. Hashtag, Napa strong. Hashtag, I did rebuild. If you want to see the video she's talking about, it's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. Yeah, I'm the guy that decided to clean his gutters out in the rain, and I went up on a ladder wearing shorts, mind you. I can't really explain that decision as well as I knew the ladder was going to slip out and fall. I just knew it was going to happen. I called it, and literally right as I was reaching to grab onto the edge of the gutter just to stabilize myself, right as I was reaching my hand out because I was like, I bet you this ladder is going to slip out. Yeah. It did. And I just whiffed on grabbing onto the side of the house. And I dropped down. And luckily,
you kind of made it seem like such an easy fall because you landed on your feet first. Like so many other people are not that lucky.
Right.
I've got incredible cat-like reflexes, I'm telling you. I don't know what it is, but Sky Daddy looked out for me. And
he
I did
sure
not
did.
Fall and break my arm, thankfully.
All right, let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this? Okay, never mind. We're going to go to the next caller. Next caller. Hello. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Shayla.
Shayla?
Yes.
Shayla, how's it going? You are on to play the JV Show's Yep Nope game. How are you?
What? Good. How are you?
We are good. Thanks for asking. Okay, look, you didn't win the Hillary Duff tickets just yet. Not quite, okay? We are going to ask you 4 trivia questions. If you get 3 of them correct, then you'll be checking out Hillary Duff. All right?
My dream.
You are not dreaming. You are on live
Pinch
on the
yourself.
JV Show.
Yes.
Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. Question number 1. Siberia is a region mainly inside of what country?
Oh, my God.
Siberia.
Yeah. Cold there. Very cold.
I was not prepared for this.
Take a guess.
They're all out here. Siberia, in what country? Oh, man.
Oh, you're gonna run out of time.
I don't know.
Oh, the correct answer was Russia.
Russia. Siberia, it's all cold.
Yeah, I don't think I would have got that.
Cold and snowy. All right, question number two. M-O is the two-letter postal abbreviation for what state? M-O.
Missouri?
Yep. There it is. Good job. Yep. Here we go, question number three. If you are nearsighted, does that mean your vision is better close up or far away?
If you're nearsighted. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, if you're nearsighted, does that mean that your vision is better when you're close up to something, or is it better when you're far away?
It's better when you're close up.
Yep.
There we go.
We're not Googling more. Those answers over there, are we?
No, sir.
Okay.
I believe her.
All right, question number four. You need this one to win the game. The two least used letters in the English alphabet are Q and what other letter?
Z.
Yep.
There you go.
Yes!
Nicely done.
Congratulations. You just won two tickets to check out Hillary Duff. Woo! You did it.
Oh, my God.
This is so unexpected.
I've been on the waiting list for those tickets. I was going to look them up for pre-sale today.
Oh, well, don't even bother. You got him right here. Shayla, thanks for being on. Hang on for that winning Grammy. Do we have some shout-outs?
We do. I got just one this morning. I think a lot of kids are off this week for ski week. But first one here and only one says, good morning, Graham. Can you please wish my son a happy 6th birthday from mom, dad, and sister Ariana? We love you, Alex. Can't wait to celebrate you later at Chuck E. Cheese.
Nice.
We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school. And yes, he's still sleeping because he has the whole week off as well. But we will listen on the podcast. Okay. Happy, happy 6th birthday, Alex. And I hope you have fun at Chuck E. Cheese. That sounds like a great time. I mean, more points if you were up listening to us this morning, but
yeah,
whatever. The podcast is good too. iHeartRadio app.
Who gives a fart?
There we go. And that's the only birthday shout out.
Yeah.
Today. Oh, all right.
Did we get one on the talkbacks though? That was the.
You know what? We actually do.
Yeah. There was
good
one.
Morning, guys. It's Edgar without the haircut. I'd like to wish my son a very happy 14th birthday. It was yesterday, but you guys were off. Last year, I sang him a puberty song, and Selena, you said that I was an embarrassing parent. So I promised him this year I will not embarrass him. So I simply did want to say, Eric, we love you so much. Have a happy birthday. And that's from your dad. Love you, Eric, a.k.a. Stiff Socks.
Is it a.k.a. Stiff Socks?
Happy birthday.
Don't embarrass him. Happy, happy birthday. Hope you have a great day.
Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Today's hottest trending is coming up next. Did you see that video of Michael Jordan like tickling that little boy's butt or whatever he was
that
doing?
That was more than a tickle.
It is,
Selena,
weird.
That was way
can we
more than a tickle.
Talk about that next, please.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. My name is Shyla. I'm from the Bay, but I go to school in Austin, Texas, and I love listening to you guys every single morning just to bring a little bit of home with me. And yeah, you guys are amazing. So have a great day. Bye.
Oh, that just made my day.
The best talkback of 2026.
Yes.
Right there.
Thank
JV
so
Show number one in Austin, by the way.
Yes!
I just checked.
Woo!
Great
all
city. I like Austin a lot. I mean, it's no Bay Area, but
no,
I like it
no.
a lot. Good choice.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
You guys saw that video of Michael Jordan tickling or grabbing that little boy's butt or whatever he was doing?
What in the Epstein files is going on right now? That was not a tickle.
JV Morning
that
Show.
That was a full-on
grope. The video is on our Instagram story. So Michael Jordan, he was at the Daytona 500 over the weekend. If you don't know, he has a NASCAR team. And his driver, Tyler Reddick, won. So everyone's up there. They're all celebrating. And then, and you have to see this video, Tyler Reddick's son, his name is Bo. He's only 6 years old. He is standing in front of Michael Jordan. And then you see Michael like grabbing at the lower kid's back/butt.
That's his butt.
Area.
Repeated grabbing.
Like over and over again. So people are just like, why? What did we just witness? Some people are jumping to Michael Jordan's defense. They're saying that that there was ice down the little boy's shirt, and so Michael was trying to get the ice out of his clothes, like during all the celebrating.
It just looks really bad.
It looks wrong. Even if there is ice, I'm not touching some kid's butt.
No, who and how is that? How did we come up with this theory that an ice cube magically found its way down this kid's Spider-Man undies? Like, what? No, it doesn't. If that kid's butt is on fire, I'm using something else to put it out.
Not
my hand. Not my hand. Like, I would avoid that at all costs. Pat him on the back, pat him on top of the head. Sure, that's it.
Right.
And after grabbing at the butt area, then he goes down and like scratches
his leg.
That part, he goes full Biden and starts trying to tickle
him.
It's
weird.
I'm surprised he didn't smell his hair at the end.
It's super creepy.
Like, what? I like can't figure out what is happening there. I've watched the video a bunch of times. I almost thought it was
fake
at first because I like, no, Michael Jordan would never do that.
Me too. I didn't believe it.
Like, who would do this? I see these videos of people
out there
burning their Jordans and stuff now, you know. It's like
really over this?
There's some people that are pretty, you know, upset about this.
It's
and
like,
I don't
even
know
if
rightfully so is the right
even if the ice,
maybe.
Even if the ice theory was true, even if there was ice in this kid's clothing, like, the most I'ma do to help a kid out is, like, grab the t-shirt by the shoulders and, like, try to shake it out a little bit. I'm not going any lower than that. And this is me as a parent. Like, I'm not gonna touch other kids where you shouldn't be touching them. And I wouldn't want someone doing that to my kid.
Whether you think
you're trying to help them or not.
I call BS on the ice theory because I have little kids. If there was a piece of ice down their piece of clothing, that's like, they would almost... like that, their life is endangered.
They'd
that's
be
how,
like shaking, trying to
that's
get it out.
That's how dramatic their reaction
right.
would be to it. It would be ridiculous. And they would be the ones pulling and tugging at their own pants to try to get it out. And then if a parent was like, oh, here, let me help you just shake it out a little bit, that would be one thing. This kid is not at all, noticing.
You're right. You cracked the code.
That Michael Jordan is back there.
Yep.
Groping is the only word to use there. It's weird. It's very weird.
Oh, my God. No, that's a good point. The kid would be trying to get the ice out himself. He would just be standing there calmly.
He would just be like standing still.
That's
it's a
good
little kid.
Point.
They can only focus on, you know, that would be
oh
the one
God.
Thing that they would focus on.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the video yet, JV Morning Show on our Instagram. Let me really quick give you the latest on Nancy Guthrie's abduction. We are now on day 17 since Nancy was taken from her home in the middle of the night on February 1st, and it seems like authorities are still no closer to finding her. Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos, he said that it could take weeks, months, or years to locate her. This is what he said in a press conference. It could take years, but they're not going to quit. He also confirmed that all of Nancy's family members have been cleared as possible suspects. But let's talk about this new note that TMZ received yesterday. This is the fourth email from someone claiming to know Nancy's whereabouts. Remember, this person is demanding one Bitcoin in exchange for this information, but doesn't want to go to the FBI and just give them the information and get that reward. This person says because they have a burglary on their record from like 10 years ago and doesn't want to implicate themselves. Something like that. But here's what this note said to TMZ yesterday. I know what I saw 5 days ago south of the border, and I was told to shut up. So I know who he is, and that was definitely Nancy with them. So according to this person, Nancy is with multiple people, not just one, and she was taken to Mexico.
Yikes.
Is what the email is implying. And authorities are, I don't know if they've been in contact with authorities there to check there. All I've seen is that they're flying helicopters over, you know, the Tucson area, over the desert. They're trying to see if they can use this thing they call the signal sniffer to see if they can detect
I saw that.
If they can, use Bluetooth to kind of see where her pacemaker is at. That's what they were doing. But if she's in Mexico, I mean, all of that is going to do no good.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess they have to hone in on the areas that they think she's most likely to be. Because if you expand the search area to everywhere, how do you search everywhere? But I'm sure they are going to follow up on any of these leads. They just can't. I mean, you can't be using low-flying aircraft to search everywhere for one person.
No, I know.
It's too big of a...
And this person was keeping this information for this many days without saying anything?
Right, because you want one Bitcoin?
Which is not even worth that much, right? By the way, right now.
It's like why wouldn't you go to the FBI and get the $100,000 they're offering?
Yeah, at this
more?
Point.
Like,
it's almost two Bitcoin.
I don't know. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, Netflix just announced an upcoming MMA super fight. I think this one is going to have the fight world buzzing a bit because this morning they announced that on May 16th, in conjunction with Jake Paul's fight promotion company, they're going to have Ronda Rousey fight Gina Carano. Both these women, pioneers, icons in the world of female combat sports. Mm-hmm. Both of them coming out of retirement to make this happen. Rousey's 39, wow. Carano's 43. So there are probably a lot of fans wishing this dream matchup could have happened years ago. But nonetheless, it is happening. There was a lot of speculation because both of them had posted some training videos and stuff towards the end of last year. And people mm-hmm. are like, oh, they're coming back. They're going to make a comeback. They are. And it's to fight each other. So this is a big deal. Again, May 16th, this is going to be the next big Netflix event. And we'll wait to see what other, you know, fights and stuff they add to this event. But mark your calendars. Ronda Rousey's coming out of...
That's going to be huge.
Fight retirement for this one.
Wow.
Big deal.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we talk about Valentine's Day and how it was for all of us...
Good morning, JV Show. This is Teddy Sifford. What are you creaking? I know I just left to talk about earlier, but look. Oh, I was outside putting my vacuum in my back seat, getting ready to go to work, and all of a sudden I saw what looked like paparazzi, so I was like, oh my God, I started posing. No, it was the freaking lightning, and then the longest thunder I've ever heard just was like, okay, be careful out there, you guys, and on 24, the freeway is stopped, so this sucks.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wait, there's thunder and lightning?
Yeah, my wife texted me the same thing. She's like, wow, a lot of thunder and lightning this morning.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
What?
We don't think this is going to start like fires, right?
Stop!
No,
it's
only dry lightning. It's not
raining,
raining
right now.
That was a close one. Oh my God!
Where the wildfire risk? It's literally downpour raining.
That's right. I forgot about that part.
Jeez. Good morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday, Jess. I think I hear thunder outside. Did you say it was going to be thundering? I'm like really freaked out right now. Anyways, have a great day, guys. I hate thunder.
I hate it, too. Uh-oh. Yeah, you didn't mention that in your report.
I didn't. Maybe I left that word out.
Oh,
but
wow.
But yeah, thunderstorms with heavy rain.
Thunderstorms, yeah. A lot of thunder and lightning this morning.
I don't remember you saying anything about this.
Who hates thunder? It's just a sound.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I hate it because it makes scary. The dog. I hate it because it makes the dogs bark, and you heard her dog barking right there. I hate that part of it, but like, what part of it you think the thunder sound is going to come get you?
It's just scary. It just makes it sound so like violent and aggressive outside.
In every scary movie, there's always thunder.
Always.
Okay, but in what point of in your life has the thunder affected you?
That's a good point.
You know, like when you're scared of it, but then like it's never like done
Can't
anything to you.
Can't I be scared of things that haven't done anything to me? I can still have fears. I just don't like it.
I guess, but it's like, I'm scared of sharks because people get bit by them. But when someone's like, do you hear about Graham? Yeah, he died from the thunder. People would be like,
you can still not like something.
We're like, what, from the sound of it? He just keeled over? What? I don't know.
Graham, how was Valentine's Day?
You guys, Valentine's Day, Valentine hard.
Well,
mostly because Selena made me chug a bunch of hot sauce
on Friday. You offered.
If you missed the show on Friday, we had a first in JV Show Chug Wheel history. We executed a trade. Selena actually had to spin the wheel and landed on something called Pain is Good hot sauce. And I don't know why, but I felt generous and we traded and I chugged for her. And now I get basically a coupon that I can use at any time in the future to make her chug if I don't want to chug whatever thing I spent the chug with. So I chugged that whole thing, and man, my stomach, it lit up. It was like an atomic bomb went off in there. Pain is good? No, it's not good. It was painful. That hot sauce was very, very hot. And everybody was wondering if it was going to wreck my Valentine's getaway because my wife and I went away on Friday night. That was the one night that we had childcare, dropped the kids off at the in-laws, and I had booked us a hotel room and a dinner and stuff to go away. So that was our night to celebrate Valentine's. And look, the day was perfect. I went, you know, once I'd eaten some food, the stomach calmed down a little bit, everything settled down. We went, and after we dropped the kids off, we went and did a little wine tasting, wine tasting. Then we went and checked in to our hotel. Not really a hotel. This is it's in Guerneville. It's a place that we actually got married at. And there's like a bunch of little cabins all over the property. So you stay in like your own little cabin. And they're like, when we got married, they're very, very rustic. Very rustic. But they've renovated everything. Now the cabins are like, oh, they're like, you know, they repainted and put some stuff on. Like, okay. They're nice. They're cute little cabins. The Real Housewives of Orange County stayed there once on an episode.
Wow.
And I was like, I recognize that place. That's where we got married. Anyways, so we checked in there to our little cabin. And then we went to, they have a restaurant on the property. We went to a really nice dinner. And
how's the plumbing in those cabins?
You know, the cabins are very, very, well, there's different size ones, but the one we were in is very, very small. And you know when the bed is directly next to, like, that pocket door, and then the toilet's, like, right on the other side? The bathroom privacy, not phenomenal. And the cabin's very, very small. And, you know, Kate and I, my wife, we pride ourselves on giving each other the utmost bathroom privacy. Our marriage is founded. That's a cornerstone of our marriage. Anyways, and I ate the, you know, we had a romantic dinner out. Everything was fine until the next morning. That's when the stomach started hitting me a little bit. And I was like, I think this is going to be an issue. Now, luckily, we had to get back, pick up the kids and stuff. So we were about to check out. And right before we went to go check out, you know, you do that last look around the room. We got everything. Okay. I was like, actually, could you wait outside? hang out here on the little deck. You know, it's got the little cabin's got a little porch. So I was like, hang out here. And I got to, you know. And
I got to do something really quick.
Yeah. And then, Selena, diarrhea.
Oh, my God. That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah. Hot on the way in and hot on the way out. Let's put it that way. And so, whatever. It was fine. And after that, I felt good as new. Back to normal.
I do want to thank you for doing that, though, Graham, because you even said Friday, you can see the fear in my eyes. I can't do spicy stuff after having kids. I don't know what changed, but, like things that other people can eat are like so hot for
me
now.
And it was really spicy.
So there's no way I could. And Graham, you're a real one. You're a real one.
You would have, this would have killed you, Selena. You legitimately, I think, would have been hospitalized. I'm not even exaggerating.
Right. But Selena, is there even a little bit of fear in you now? Because,
oh, of course. Of course.
Because you're going to end up chugging something worse.
But as long as it's not spicy, like, I'm right. You know, I'll just have to deal with it.
So then the one little issue arose, and again, not for me, but it was sort of embarrassing. So we went to check out, right? And look, I'm feeling great at that point. Went and checked out, and we're at the front desk, and I was like, okay, we're leaving this room. They're like, all right, and you hand in your, turn in your room keys or whatever. And then we're about to walk out to the car, and I went, oh, I left my sunglasses in that bathroom. And I was like, oh, I put them right on the ledge right above the toilet. Like, I'm an idiot. So I turn around and go back in. Apparently, they've already demagnetized the room keys or whatever, you know, like,
that was quick.
Because I was like, oh, can I just have them? No. And this poor woman that was working the front desk is like, I have the master key. I'll go get him for you. Where are they? No. I was like, well, they're... are you sure? Because I could go. I could go. She's like, I can't. This is the master key that could open all the rooms. So I have to be the one to do it. Well, I was like, well, the sunglasses, they're on that ledge right above the toilet there. Yeah. And,
Did you mention how your wife had just got done using the bathroom and she left them there? That's what I would have said.
Yeah, my wife must have left him in there. I wasn't even in the room this morning at all. So I felt bad for my apologies to that lady that had to go.
Oh,
to
my
that.
God.
But other than that, you guys, fantastic little Valentine's getaway. It was awesome to get away for the night. I said that afterwards. Like, man, we need to do that more often. Just a one night getaway. We didn't even go that far, an hour away or whatever. That was perfect.
It's needed. That's for nice. Your marriage.
Oh, and had a nice, found a nice little brunch spot in Sebastopol randomly on the way back. Oh, the best huevos rancheros I'd ever had in my life.
Really?
Yes, you guys. It was just a nice little, oh, great romantic getaway. Minus
love
the diarrhea.
Yeah. Oh.
But I survived, and I'm doing much better now. Hashtag Napa
Strong. Good. You had an interesting weekend altogether.
Yeah.
Plus the falling from the ladder.
Yeah, you can see that video, JV Morning Show, on our Instagram story. I took a bit of a fall, cleaned my gutters.
Glad you're okay. You cheated death twice.
I did.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we go back to talking about your Valentine's night getaway, but wasn't really like a get far away. It was like a stay.
Kind of.
Before we get to that, we were talking earlier about this viral video of Michael Jordan, like, grabbing, groping,
pinching, tickling. Squeezing.
I'm not really sure what's going on, but he is inappropriately touching a little boy. If you haven't seen it yet, JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story.
Just something on the Michael Jordan thing. You know, he's known them and that family since birth. He's known Bo since birth. You know, really kind of when I saw that happen, thought people would jump to conclusions because, you know, it hurts my heart. I'm from the South. NASCAR's in my blood. I know how racing families are really tight. I mean, maybe wrong stage, but I mean, would someone in your family kind of joke around with a kid in your family like that? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, like, you know who's known my kids since birth? My cousins, my parents, my sisters, and I would not be okay with them touching my kids' butts.
That's just like the lens that I put it through. I'm like, would I, under any circumstances, like, yeah, my nephews, would I go up and pinch them on the butt? I just wouldn't. I would not. Look, guys, families are different or whatever. And Michael Jordan, I'm sure they are close, but like, you can't tell me that they are that close. It's Michael Jordan. He's off doing events and appearances and playing golf every single day. He's not like he's hanging out with a family raising this kid. It'd be like a little different. He was changing this kid's diapers. He's not. He wasn't. So I don't know. The video's just strange. I can't make sense of it because I would never do it.
All right, and back to your Valentine's, what are we calling this? I don't know what to call it.
It was like one-night getaway.
A one-night getaway. There we go.
Good morning. Graham, is this the place where it's adults only and clothing optional? I stayed at a little place in Burnville that had a whole bunch of cabins on the property with a pool and a hot tub in the back.
Wait, it was clothing optional? You didn't tell us that part.
It was not. Look, Burnville does have some places that are like that.
They do?
Yes, Guerneville has
I do not want that.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff going on there. No, this property, it's called Dawn Ranch. It's a place that my wife and I got married at many years ago, and then we went and stayed there for one night. It's all renovated now. It's all nice and kind of expensive now, unfortunately, but it is cute. There are little cabins all over the property.
Yeah,
but
sounds nice.
Family, this place is family friendly. Clothing is not optional. It's
mandatory.
Required. Yes.
Good morning. Wait, Graham, I just heard you say that you were able to stay at the place where you got married, but I thought that they would not let you stay for one night. There was the whole dilemma about you have to stay two nights, but you weren't free the other night. I missed the update on that. So did they accommodate you? Did they hear you on the radio? Okay, be safe. Have a good day.
So the way that worked out, if you missed it, one of our listeners, and I apologize, I can't remember his name, he left us a talkback. He's like, you should try booking, because they did have a two-night minimum, and Thursday night and Saturday night weren't available, so I couldn't book two nights. I could only book Friday night, but they wouldn't let me. He's like, you should try Trivago, that website. Sometimes that lets you work around the two-night minimums on stuff, and shout out to him because that did work, and I was able to book one night through Trivago.
You had huevos rancheros after Bayeria? Your choices were made.
That's a good point. Yeah, chugging the hot sauce from the chug wheel did come back to strike/haunt me on Saturday morning, the morning after. And then I said we went and had the best huevos rancheros I'd ever had. This place called Wild Poppy. It's in Sebastopol. If you ever are in the area, go to it. It's an amazing breakfast brunch spot. You know what? I had Indian food for lunch on Friday. So
Oh my God, you're just risking it all.
You know what? I have an iron stomach and just whatever. It can handle whatever. So, yeah, I did have the huevos rancheros, and I did have some Indian food for lunch that day on Friday. So, yeah, I was gambling.
Wow. And quickly, Jess, you had a good Valentine's Day?
Yeah, it was a nice Valentine's. We went to Monterey, a nice little dinner. I was a little bummed out, though, because we were going to go on, like, a triple date, technically. On Sunday morning, we were going to go to Santa Cruz to, what is that called? It's like a the Roaring Camp, where it's like a train that takes you all through like the Redwoods in Santa Cruz. Mm-hmm. And it got canceled because of the weather. So we were bummed out about that. But other than that, really, really great time. I did forget to wear my lingerie. That there was that.
See, that always happens. You get too busy and then it's like, who's got time for that?
Mm-hmm. What a letdown.
I packed it.
It was packed and just never fulfilled it.
Still in my bag, yeah.
Okay, but
maybe next year.
Do we ask the question inside our news segment? Did Ruben score?
Oh, that's our new segment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so at least, all right, no longer scored.
And then mine was very, like, regular day vibes. We did do a couples massage, but other than that, and that was only because we forced my oldest daughter to watch the little kids. Mm-hmm. We couldn't make her watch them all day all after right. that. And so we didn't get to go out to dinner or anything like that. But we like cooked a dinner at home.
And now we go to our new favorite segment on the show. It's called Did AJ Score?
Yes. Okay. I don't like this segment.
Did Selena feel it?
that's a different segment about earthquakes.
You're right.
Is it?
Yes. Wrong one.
Yes, that was good.
All right, you guys. Settle down. Next, are we talking about Obama admitting aliens are real?
Sure.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Before we get to aliens,
I wanted to ask you ladies one follow-up question to your Valentine's. I know I occupied most of the Valentine's discussion on the show, and you guys just gave us a brief synopsis of what you guys did on your Valentine's, but I didn't hear any mention of the gifts that were given and or exchanged for Valentine's Day, because you guys love to roast me, and you guys even roasted me that I gave my wife for Valentine's Day flowers on Thursday. You're like, why would you do that? Blah, blah. So let's hear it. We'll start with you, Selena. What did your man get you for Valentine's Day, and what did you get for him?
We didn't do gifts. Both ways. We did the couples massage I told you about. And then afterwards we went and we just got things for the kids. Mm. But we didn't do things for each other.
Okay. Jess, any roasting that you would like to do? Because like you guys don't get each other. I didn't get my wife anything, I feel like I would have gotten roasted pretty good.
But if it was like an agreed upon thing, like,
even if it's agreed upon, you still got to get him something, a card.
Yeah, I probably would still say, well, you're supposed to do it anyways.
But the massage counts, right?
What about a card or a little box of chocolates?
Yeah,
was there a card? No card?
No card.
Oh, geez.
But we went and bought things for the kids. We just bought stuff for, like, all of us for, like, you know.
Hmm. So it was a more chill.
Yeah, that's why I said it was, like, very normal day vibes. We were stuck with the kids. We didn't really do much.
I feel like I would have gotten roasted for that. But moving on, Jess, let's talk about the gifts that your man got you and or you got for him.
So for us, it's usually him paying for dinner and then getting me flowers. But this year,
dinner and got him flowers?
Oh, no. He still paid for dinner and got me flowers. But I was like, hey, why don't I get him something too? Like, make him feel special. So I did get him a gift. I got him a watch case because he had recently
Question, did you not do gifts all the other times?
There's been a few times where we've done just tiny little gifts, but Valentine's Day, we usually stick to dinner, flowers, maybe a little thing here and there, but it's never too crazy.
Okay.
Dinner, flowers, watch case. Got it.
Yeah. He really loved it. So I was like, okay, yes.
And Graham?
What?
Did you get your wife a gift?
I took her shopping to buy an entire new wardrobe a week ago, and I got her flowers.
And what did she get you?
And I wrote her a card, and I took her on a one-night getaway and dinner. So,
making it seem like the meal and, like, taking her somewhere doesn't count.
No, I mean, that's part of it. You didn't get the meal or taking this somewhere.
So he made me dinner at home and took me for a couples massage.
Oh, I didn't hear about the making the dinner.
I said we went home and we made dinner there, and he cooked the steaks and everything.
Okay.
What do you rate the meal out of 10?
10 out of 10.
Kate got me a new cologne.
Oh, okay. What scent is it?
It's called Ocean. I forget who makes it. Smells really good.
Sounds familiar.
Oh, Bath & Body Works.
It's not.
No, it is not.
Oh,
my God.
They actually said that so seriously. They have a scent called Ocean. I'm not lying.
My wife's not getting me a new scent from Bath & Body Works.
I'm not lying.
I believe you, but I don't think that was it.
Wow. Okay, bougie.
Be like in the locker room. Dude, you smell good today. What's that? It's my new Bath & Body Works.
Quickly, we only have a couple more minutes, but what is with the aliens talk?
So you may have seen this trending over the weekend because former President Barack Obama, he was interviewed on a podcast, and guy asked him, are aliens real? This was sort of a rapid fire questions segment. And he said, when asked, are aliens real? He said, they're real, but I haven't seen them and they're not being kept in Area 51. There's no underground facility unless there's an enormous conspiracy and they hid it from the president of the United States. Well, that lit everybody up because obviously if anyone is privy to information about extraterrestrials, it's the president of the United States.
They know everything.
So clearly he knows something. Now, Obama has since walked that back. He said, quote, I was trying to stick with the spirit of the speed round, but since it's gotten attention, let me clarify. Statistically, the universe is so vast that odds are good there's life out there. But the distances between solar systems are so great that the chances we've been visited by aliens is low. And he went on to say, I saw no evidence during my presidency that extraterrestrials have made any contact with us. Really? So which is it? Do you guys think he slipped up and has actually seen something? Or do you believe his explanation, which is my explanation about aliens as well? I share that same viewpoint.
I do too, but I think that he may have slipped up and then maybe he was like threatened after that or something like that.
NASA called him up and like, you better take that back.
And then he had to cover it up. So now he's backtracking a little bit.
Got it.
He said too much and now it's like, uh-oh, I think there are aliens out there and he's seen them.
And just a refresher, where are you guys at? Aliens have visited us or haven't?
They have.
Have, says Selena and Jess.
They have.
Have visited us.
Yeah.
Got it.
They could be among us right now.
Who knows? They are.
Oh. They are.
They are probably. Yeah. But we wouldn't know because they've disguised themselves as like one of us.
Right.
They're very smart.
They're walking around in like human skin.
Yes.
But on the inside, they're reptilian. Yeah.
And then when they get home, obviously, they take that off.
Yeah, they shut off the human skin. Like, oh, thank God. We went all day to take that off.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Travis Kelce hit another person with a golf ball. Oops. He played at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am on Friday, and on the 18th hole, he hit the ball way out of bounds. He did shout, but the ball still went, and it hit one woman on the head. She was later identified as Eden Flynn of Salinas. She is okay, by the way. Travis found her afterwards. She was receiving medical attention in a golf cart, and he went up to her, asked, you know, if she was all right, and signed an autograph for her.
Did she get to keep the ball?
That I don't know.
Because like, to have Travis Kelce's balls, like, that would be a big deal.
That's something, yeah.
You could hold them and, like, show them to people.
Right. I'm showing everyone Travis Kelce's balls.
Yeah, totally.
By the way, Travis has a track record of hitting people whenever he plays golf. In July of last year, he hit someone in the neck. Back in 2024, he hit a woman with a golf ball at Lake Tahoe. Remember, she had, like, blood coming out of her face.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Earlier that same day, hit another person in the arm. He just needs to stop golfing.
Yeah.
I disagree. As somebody who loves golf but is not very good at it, if you've ever seen what it's like teeing off at one of these events and having just the gallery, loads and loads of people lining each side very narrowly, like, you should know you are in the firing line. Like, you just should know.
But we don't hear about anybody else hitting people in the head every time they touch a golf club.
Well, pros hit. You know, spectators, and it happens. It happens quite a bit, but it would be incredibly intimidating. It's already intimidating to take a tee shot in front of a bunch of people. It just is. Wow. And then once you've already hit one person, to be able to go out there and stand there and not, that's inside your head the whole time. Like, oh my God, I'm gonna kill these people over here on the right. And then you actually
so
do.
You're just manifesting doing it?
I mean, I've hit a couple people before. It
really?
Happens.
You have?
I hit a guy on the driving range at the Presidio one time. That was the most embarrassing
one
of all time because you're at the driving range. There's big giant nets down the side. Now, and the, I don't know if it's the first hole or the 10th hole now, but the first hole goes alongside the driving range. And I hit one up and over the net. And I was like, nah, it doesn't have any chance to hit that guy. And dude, it one hopped and hit this guy right. He had a big boiler, hit him right in the stomach. And he was like, And I did not call out four because you can't call out four if you're on the driving range.
Why not?
I guess you could, but like you're on the driving range. This is practice shots. There's nobody out there to hit except this guy that I went over the fence and drilled right in the stomach. Oh, that poor guy. Apologies to him if he's listening. That was me that hit you a few years
ago. People think that Kendall Jenner's ex is throwing some shade at Bad Bunny. So remember Kendall, you know, I think everybody remembers she dated Bad Bunny. She also dated, can I start this whole thing over? It's a train wreck.
This is not going good.
So remember Kendall dated Bad Bunny, right?
Uh-huh.
She also dated Phoenix Suns player Devin Booker.
Yep.
So in a press conference over the weekend, Devin was asked what he thought about Bad Bunny's halftime show. Here's his response.
I didn't watch it, to be completely honest.
Like, come on, nobody didn't watch the halftime show. Like,
everybody watched.
Even if you didn't watch it live, which I find it hard to believe because you were watching the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You definitely saw the performance, but even if you want to claim you weren't watching it, there's no way you escaped it online.
Yeah.
No.
Clips are everywhere. You saw the performance, but you just want to act unbothered. Like, ugh, I don't pay attention to him. He and Bad Bunny have a history of taking shots at each other. In Bad Bunny's song, Coco Chanel, this is back in like 2023, he rapped that the sun in Puerto Rico is hotter than in Phoenix, and she knows it. And this is back when he was dating Kendall Jenner. So there's a little bit of a beef there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Dang, imagine being Kendall, though, and your ex. Your ex had like the biggest halftime show performance ever.
And then imagine being the guy trying to lie and say you didn't watch the halftime show.
You did. You
get caught in the dumbest lie of all time. Everybody saw it.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, before we talk about the Bay Area stink, we do need to mention this morning and honor the passing of civil rights icon leader, Reverend Jesse Jackson. He passed away at the age of 84 following a couple months of being hospitalized with a medical condition. He was a protege of Martin Luther King Jr. and one of the most transformative civil rights leaders in American history. So RIP to Jesse Jackson. We just need to mention that. All right, the Bay Area has been uncharacteristically stinky lately, and it's all because of skunk mating season, which is going on right now. Local wildlife centers here in the Bay Area said they've been getting a flood of additional calls about all the skunk sprays, people's yards or near their houses, or even worse, on their dogs. That's not a good one. But most of the skunk smell that's been lingering in the air is coming from female skunks that are rejecting potential mates. Yes, Selena.
Are you supposed to call a wildlife center if a skunk sprays somewhere? I thought you just like... Don't go near there. Shut your windows and it goes away.
You know how people like to call and complain about the dumbest stuff that's out of out of the control.
A skunk sprayed my yard. Like, okay.
Yeah.
What do you want them to do?
Deal with it. Anyways, this is all because of female skunks rejecting potential mates. They say when the males are pursuing females and if the female is not interested, she sprays them. You would think a skunk would.
Wait, I love this.
But you would think a skunk would be like, no big deal. Like, I'm used to that smell.
I love
smell. The lady skunks apparently spray the men that they are not interested in. And mating season goes from January through March, and then all the little baby skunks arrive around May. So if you're smelling a lot of extra skunk activity in your neighborhood lately, I know I have. It's because the ladies are just being like, dude, get away from me, bro. And then they're spraying it.
Wait, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love it.
Baby skunks are really cute, by the way.
I just looked up baby skunks. They're so cute. How can we get one as a pet?
They're super cute, and they can't spray you either.
Oh, my God. Perfect.
Yeah. They're little smell glands.
They are adorable.
Ready yet. Yeah, I want one.
Aww. Well, their fingers are kind of grossing me out.
Oh, boy.
Kinda.
Here we go.
Never mind.
Yeah, she's out.
They have these dark, so beady eyes. They kind of look like rat eyes.
Yeah. You're going to wake up in the night and it's going to be chewing on your skull.
You prefer a raccoon?
Yeah, I'll stick to my raccoons.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, this is Lucia from San Francisco. Graham, thank you for that skunk update. I live in South City, and every time I walk out, I'm thinking it's like, oh, because there's coyotes there, the skunks are fighting. Now I know why, so I don't have to be too freaked out that they're attack coming towards me. They're just going towards each other. Thank you for that insightful update, Graham. Have a good day.
Yeah, it's skunk mating season.
Yeah, so the female skunks
just doing it all over the place.
Yep, they're spraying the male skunks to get rid of them. They're
right.
Trying to ward
That's so
them
funny.
Off.
Female skunks, they're just like us. Like, we don't want that attention.
Yeah.
All right, it is Lunar New Year.
Yep, today is the first day. It's the year of the horse now, you guys. So here are some things you're actually not supposed to do today. That way you can have as much good luck as you can going into this new year. Okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
Do not wash or cut your hair because that you are cutting away or washing away some of the fortune.
Too late.
Dang it, Graham. Okay, no sweeping.
Am I the only one on this show that washed their hair today?
This morning? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Anyways.
I thought I smelled something.
What do you mean? Wow. Yeah. I shower at night. Okay, no sweeping or throwing away trash. Can't do that.
No can do. I don't
think
like I can
four cups
that.
Today, and the coffee machine was malfunctioning.
You can throw
stuff out.
You can throw it in the trash, but you can't physically take the trash out of your home.
Okay.
So you might.
I don't do that anyway. So
garbage day is Friday. So okay.
No borrowing or lending money. That's seen as a bad omen.
Okay.
Wait till tomorrow, or just
today?
Just today only.
Just
today
not today.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. No crying, complaining, or arguing.
What? No complaining?
That's all we do. Has anyone listened to the show before?
Four hours
of complaining.
No speaking negatively.
Has anyone listened to the show before? No. 4 hours of speaking negatively.
Also, that's so hard to do.
Hopefully you did laundry over the weekend because you cannot wash your clothes today.
Okay.
What's with all the washing stuff? Shouldn't you want to start with a house with no trash in it and fresh, clean hair and fresh, clean undies?
Yeah, but you should have done it yesterday.
Yep. You were supposed to do it before the start of the new year.
But then wouldn't it smell all snaky from last year, the year of the snake?
No, because you're washing that off.
Yeah.
Got it.
But today, you can't start the year with washing all of your wealth and success and, you know, money, fortune.
Are we allowed to wash our underwear tomorrow? Asking for a friend.
Yes. Tomorrow you can. Today, none of that. So
Good,
you already broke
Great
one.
Great information, Jess. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Even though it's too late for me, I've already
complained. Yeah, it's too late on a few of these things. Yeah.
Dang it. Let's go to Instagram, JV Morning Show. That's where we post our photos from home. Graham, I have a question.
Sure.
Are we number one in Gilroy? Have you checked the ratings there?
Oh, yeah, we are. Yeah, okay, it's not even close.
So much. I went to Chuck E. Cheese in Gilroy for a birthday party, and I promise you, I was more popular than Chuck E. Cheese himself. Everybody there listens to the JV show.
Really?
I think even Chuck E. Cheese listens to the JV shows. I walked right by him, and he stopped my daughter and was like, let's take a picture, and that's how we got a picture with him.
So even Chuck was trying to get your autograph and get a picture with you.
Yeah, I think Chuck E. Cheese listens to the JV show.
Wow. All right, shout out to the Chuck E. Cheese in Gilroy. Yep. Who knew? At least maybe not the entire city number one, but right there at the Chuck E. Cheese, we are numero uno.
We are.
This was what were you there for?
This is my cousin's baby's birthday party.
Oh, okay. Fun.
Not pictured.
And most people there were taller than you.
Everyone there is taller than me.
Yeah.
Including the mouse. Chuck E. Cheese. He's a rat.
He's tall.
Is Chuck E. a rat or a mouse? He's a rat, right?
He looks like a rat.
Oh,
he's a big guy. Okay, he's got big shoes.
I don't know.
All right. My photo from home is a picture of my wife, Kate, and I. We were away for one night on Friday night in Guerneville where we got married. And this was one of the spots that we took one of our wedding pictures that we have framed somewhere in a box somewhere. But so we stopped to take a picture in that exact spot where we got married. Coming up on 13 years.
You know how they say married couples start to look alike?
Oh, boy.
This is happening to you and Kate.
Here we go.
I swear to God, this is happening to you and Kate. You guys are morphing into the same person.
Stop it.
For the hair, you guys' face. Oh, my God. You see it, right, Jess?
I see it.
We have a totally different nose. Kate has a butt chin. I don't have one of those. We have a lot of very distinct features that don't align.
Way too similar. You guys are turning into the same person.
Like, if we put eyelashes on you.
Okay, Jess, you're throwing stones in a glass house here. You're throwing stones here because you and your man are identical twins. But we'll get to that in a second.
Okay,
but continue on mine, please.
But obviously, Kate is better looking.
Well, yes.
No, but you guys look very, very similar.
Oh, Jesus.
It's happening. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. You guys are so in tune. You're turning into the same person.
Got it.
I guess we're also in tune if we look alike as well, but you can swipe and you can see that.
Look at this brother and sister couple here. You don't think they look alike?
No,
I don't think so.
No, I don't.
I see it.
He's a lot hairier.
Well, yeah, take off the beard and the stash, and it's Jess wearing a suit.
I don't see this one.
I might need you to go to Lens Crafters to get your eyes checked. These two.
Anyways,
it's like looking in a mirror.
Explain your picture.
We got all dressed up to go to dinner. This was in Monterey. I just realized that lamp really looks like a giant beehive.
It does.
But it was a nice dinner. And actually, the restaurant was not super packed like I thought it was going to be because
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, everybody was going out that weekend. But it was nice. We Ubered there, so we had some drinky drinks and...
Were you guys the most dressed up people in there? Because your man's wearing full suit, pocket square and tie.
We were.
Anybody else in there past jeans? Was it a real dressy place? Or were you guys...
Just doing the most.
We were doing the most for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you guys look really good.
And it's okay. Yeah. Thank you.
check out all of our photos, especially Graham and his sister wife.
Stop it.
I'm just kidding. I never said that she looks like she could be your sister. I said you guys are so in tune with each other, you're turning into one person.
Got it.
That's really more of a compliment, Graham. But check out all of our photos, JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.